both in the talk that is now for the children, but also when we have a talk more for the grown-ups
later on. But if I could invite all the children to come and sit, those who want to come and sit on the carpet. It's nice and warm, it's not cold stone, so we've put a carpet here. So the little children, this is a talk just for you, but mums, dads and carers, keep the Bibles open because I'll be referring to that. And I'm particularly looking for people who can run this morning. Okay, I want children who know that they can run, because we're going to be doing a bit of running this morning. In fact, it may be that we need to move that at some point, not necessarily straight away, but we're going to be doing a circuit of the church. But let's just pray, shall we, as we come to hear from God, because the way that God speaks, he speaks through the Bible as we read it or hear it explained to us. So we can be very excited this morning, because we know that the living God who made absolutely everything, heaven and earth, speaks to us as we come to listen to his word. So let's just pray that that is what would happen. Father, we thank you that you are a living God, a speaking God, a God who raises people from death to life, like you did your own son, the Lord Jesus, and can give us life that lasts forever and ever and ever. Please, we pray that you would speak to us this morning. Give us this life. Help us to keep living in this life. Amen. Now, I wonder if any of the children on the carpet here can tell me what they think this is. Now, there should be a clue also coming up on the screen, just in case my artwork is not quite up to it. It's being hidden. I've been very proud of these tessellations at the front here, but they're not in view. What is this? Yeah?
Castle.
It's a castle, yes. It's like a castle. It's a big fortified tower, like maybe that one. And can anybody tell me why people made castles and towers? I think the gain's a bit too high. I'm squeaking a bit. So can anybody tell me why people made these things? What did they want to do? Yeah?
For nights.
For nights, that's right. Yes, for nights. Why would they have these, though? Because knights, they're on sort of horses, and they've got armour and lances and all that kind of thing, haven't they? And swords. Well, why would you need one of these if you're a knight? Yeah? Do you know why you made one of these? Anybody tell me? Okay, here's a possibility. What would you go to if you were being attacked by enemies? Where would you go if you were in battle and you were scared and you're thinking, oh no, where would you go? You'd go to the tower, wouldn't you? You'd go to your castle because you knew that in the castle you'd be safe. You'd be safe in the castle. Now, I want you to put your hands up, boys and girls, if you're frightened of any of these things. Okay, there's already a hand up, obviously very keen to... Hands up if you're ever frightened of the dark. Ever frightened of the dark. I remember being frightened of the dark until I was at least 11. Yeah, we're sometimes frightened of the dark, aren't we? Hands up if you're ever frightened of bad people. Yeah, bad people. Yeah, that's something we're frightened of. Okay, here's another one. Hands up if you're frightened of sickness, getting ill. Not just a sort of tummy bug that means you miss school for a few days. That can be quite good, can't it? But no, I mean really badly ill. Okay, here's another one. Hands up if you're frightened of the things that you do wrong. Well, that's a weird one. Okay, here's a final one. Hands up if you're frightened of what God might think of you for doing wrong things. You see, when we're frightened, we might run to mummy and daddy or whoever's looking after us. And we might think that God is cross with us when we do wrong things. And that's actually right. God is a holy God. He's so pure and good that if we do even just the tiniest bit of stuff that's wrong, it's right for him to be cross with us. But the good news of the Bible is that we've got somewhere to go, to be safe. Because of the cross of Jesus, we can go somewhere that means we're safe from God in his holiness and his judgment and his power. And we can be God's friends, safe, not just from God, but from our sins and from sickness and from death and from bad people, from everything actually. Now, there should be a verse that comes up. I don't know, can you see that? Can everybody see that? Let's just read this verse out all together as a congregation. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. See, what this says is that the place to be safe from God and his justice and his judgment is God himself. His name. See, his name is a name of life. The Yahweh in the Old Testament is a bit like the verb for life. He's the living God. But when we come into the New Testament, we're given one name. A name that can make us safe with God, friends with God, safe from death and sickness and bad people and even our own sin and God's judgment. What's the name? Can anybody read that name for me? Yeah, Kayla? Jesus, brilliant, well done. Now, can you see what the verse says? It says, the name of the Lord, Jesus, is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Righteous is a long word. It's one of those Bible words. It just means those who are right with God. God's friends. Those who are part of God's family. Baptism is a picture of being part of God's family. So what we're going to do, I said we were going to go on a run. We're going to go for a run because we need to get up ahead of steam, don't we? And we need to get safe into the tower. I think we might, I think we might all be able to fit, but well, let's just see how it goes. Okay. So we're going to go run around the church. I'll lead the way. And then we're going to go into our safe tower. Okay. So do you think we can all fit? I think it might be a bit of a squeeze. Let's go for it. Okay. You all up ready? Because this is how we are safe and forgiven. I'll lead the way. We're going on a run, okay? Come on, come on. Right, let's go for a run. Let's go for a run. Everybody follow. Because we run into a strong tower and we're safe. I'm not going to get in because there will be no space left. But see if we can get into our strong tower. Do you want to, in you get. I've cleaned it out. It's all clean. See if we can get in. See if we can all squeeze in. How many children can you get into a gunge tank? Think you can squeeze in? Oh, in we go. I'm glad we haven't got 30 children to try and get in here. In we get. We are going to squeeze. It is going to be a squeeze. It is going to be a squeeze. I think we still get in. Yeah. It's not dark. Don't worry. I've Are we going to do it? Do you think you can just stand in there? I think we're going to do it. I think we're going to. Oh, there's one. Last one to get.
Thomas will go in.
Oh, brilliant. Round of applause. I think that's brilliant. Right, out you come, everybody. Out we come. Well done. Fantastic. Back to your seats. Be careful of this. Just step out. That's it. Well done. Fantastic. And if you go back to your seats, remember the memory verse. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they're safe. They're saved. Okay, well done. Fantastic, well done. Well done. There you go. So I hope you remember that. I hope you remember that the name of the Lord Jesus is a strong tower. It's a strong tower, safe. Safety for everybody who runs. So Lord Jesus, we're going to sing a song now, and the words should come up on the screen behind me. They're on your sheets. If you have a look at the sheets that you were given on your way in, so if you can't quite see. Now, there's some actions to this. I will just tell you what the actions are. So, blessed be the name of the Lord. So we go like that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We go like that. Blessed be the Lord Most High. So we really stretch on that one, because we need to, you know, it's Most High. And then the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they're saved. Okay, I like a sort of victorious action for being saved. Now, you don't have to join in with the actions. You might want to be careful of people around you. And do just listen if the actions are not your style. But for the rest of us, let's stand and let's... the musicians will sing it through once. Then we'll stand and do the actions. How about that? So just stay seated for the moment. The musicians will sing it through once. And then I'll get us to stand up. Off you go. And then straight. stretch.